This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. It's time to take your microdose. I am here recording this on Halloween, so happy Halloween, blessed Samhain, if you are listening to this in real time, and if you are listening to this after the fact, it's still the energy that I am pulling in and transmitting into today's microdose podcast about making peace with your past selves. This is something that I've been thinking about so much lately as I'm going through all of these massive transitions and quantum crumbles and re-identification of myself and really rebuilding my life anew this whole year. And I thought it very fitting to talk about this at this time of year because there's so much transition. The seasons are changing, the trees are losing their leaves, the roots are deepening, and there's growth happening underground. And so I've been thinking so much about how all of this is related and how we follow nature and about how making peace with your past selves is a perfect thing to do in this time of year because there is this veil thinning, this ghost of your past selves lingering around and haunting your halls and bringing you into maybe uncomfortable places if you haven't forgiven yourself. And I have been doing so much self-forgiveness lately with all of my past selves and all of the versions I used to be and the ghosts that built me. And I really wanted to come on and talk about this in the microdose today because it is something that has been so alive for me recently. I have been blasting through old patterns, old limiting beliefs, old ways of being, old everything. And I have realized that I do have a lot of reverence and love and respect for the woman that I used to be and for all of the ghosts that build me, and every version of you still lives inside of you. The wild one, the wounded one, the one who stayed too long, the one who walked away too soon. None of them were mistakes. They were architects of who you are. And this is where we really begin to see our shadow work in motion. If we can continue to grow and hold the capacity of what we are moving into and simultaneously love on and forgive and recognize who we used to be and the person that helped us build and create where we currently are. Like, I wouldn't be who I am without all of the past versions of myself, and all of those women are still swirling inside me. All of those little girls, all of those teenagers, like all of those versions of me are still here. And when we talk about wanting to become our future self, but rarely stop to acknowledge the past selves who carried us here, we're missing a whole piece. And this is why in my 7-day future self lock-in frequency, I talk about the past, about honoring what happened, about where you were that got you to where you are, because this is such a missing piece in so many things. And of course, you know me, I'm always bringing things to light about what is missing in this industry, in this process, in this practice, because there was a version of me who was terrified, reactive, desperate to be chosen. For years, I didn't understand why that was happening. I didn't understand what was making that version of me act in those ways. But the truth is, she was the one who kept me alive. She was the one who was putting up all of these barriers and blocks and things in place to protect me and get me to where I am now. So when I have taken a minute and look back on that to reflect on the past versions of me who made me me, I've really come into reverence and love for her. And I want to offer that to all of you as well, because you can't embody your future self until you've made peace with your past ones. And this is a really big thing that is going to blast you forward rather than hold you back and keep you in these cycles of repetition and not moving forward because your past is begging to be acknowledged. And the past needs to be acknowledged because psychologically and spiritually, the ego associates growth with distance. So it tries to cut away the old you, but that rejection fragments you and just feeds back into your shadow. This split of consciousness, this fragmentation creates a disconnection. And when the mind disowns parts of itself, the shadow forms. And this is how we have all of these things living in the shadow where we're like, I don't know why this is here. I thought I healed that. I thought I handled that. Like, just casting it aside doesn't count as doing shadow work. An old version of yourself wants to be acknowledged and wants to know that they're loved. And we reject our past selves because we're like, ugh, I can't believe I used to do that. I can't believe I used to wear that. I can't believe I used to look like that. I can't believe I used to date them. Here are some examples that I have come across. You cringe at old photos because you feel how lost you were, how disconnected. You ghost your own memories because they remind you of what you tolerated. You think that healing means erasing, not integrating. And this is the biggest piece because you are not what happened to you. You are what you did with it. You are who you choose to become because of that. And nothing ever goes away until it's taught us what we need to know. So if you feel yourself cycling and circling back on these old things and old parts of yourself, it needs integration. They don't want rejection. This amnesia that we are self-inflicting on ourselves about past selves because we're like not wanting to even acknowledge that we were that person is keeping you away from your future self. And that is major. And this is the alchemy of forgiveness. When you give yourself forgiveness, you are releasing, you are allowing all of this to stop living rent-free, to stop cycling and stop haunting your halls of your mind so that you can truly reorganize and rebuild and come into your future self. And this is a big thing for people because forgiving yourself is so much harder, I think, than forgiving others. You're like, yeah, I understand, I get it. You know, that was not great, but I forgive you and let's move on and we're going to move past this. But when it comes to yourself, we're so much harder on ourselves than we would ever be to anyone that we love in our lives. And when I started forgiving myself for things that I had allowed, when I was very consciously aware that it was not the right thing to be doing in the moment, like allowing this behavior to happen towards me, I forgave myself because I was like, I was protecting myself. I had these walls and barriers up. I wasn't strong enough to stand up for myself, and I understand why now. So I was able to forgive myself for what I couldn't do then, and now I do it now. I stand up for myself. I say the thing. I set the boundary. I do all of the things that I couldn't do then because I was scared. I was afraid of not being liked. I was afraid of losing things that I wanted to keep. And I betrayed myself instead, and I lost myself instead. So I forgave myself for that. And when I stopped pushing and punishing my past self into the darkness, I stopped repeating her patterns. And it was amazing to realize that that forgiveness created so much freedom. So here's the mini teaching for today. The three R's of reconciliation. And this is how you're going to practice the alchemy of self-forgiveness. Step one is recognize. Name the version of you that's asking for love. The one who people-pleased, the one who chased, the one who quit too soon. Ask them for love. Give them love. And then reparent. We have to reparent ourselves. And this is a very millennial concept, but I think it's a really good one because we're never going to get everything from our parents, and that's not their fault. They did the best that they could. And I am so grateful for my parents and who they are and what they gave us when we were growing up. And there's always naturally going to be holes. So I can reparent myself knowing what did they need, my little girl, my little inner self, my inner child, what did they need that I can give them now? And this can apply to any age. Safety, validation, permission to rest. So reparent yourself by giving yourself what you need now that you didn't get then at any point in life. And then the third R is reintegrate. Bring them home. Imagine them stepping inside your heart and exhaling and be like, finally, this is what I wanted. I just wanted to be loved. I wanted a place to be. You are the parent your past self has been waiting for. And this alchemy of self-forgiveness is major. This is what I've been practicing lately, and it has truly transformed. I'll catch myself in an old limiting belief in an old pattern and immediately pull myself out. And I feel viscerally lighter. I can breathe easier. My shoulders relax. My face stops being so tense. My eyebrows relax. My tongue comes off the roof of my mouth. I mean, there are so many physical things that happen when I give myself this self-forgiveness. And then you can try the mirror ritual. And this is something that I started doing over 10 years ago when I wrote this poem for myself that I'm going to share with you. Her face still thick with sleep, her eyes sparkling with dreams, she looked in the mirror and smiled and said, "I love you." So simple, so beautiful, so powerful. Look in the mirror and say that to yourself. Say, "I forgive you." And then name what you forgive. I forgive you for whatever it is that is coming through you. And watch your face soften and say, "I love you. I'm sorry that I put you in a corner, that I ignored you." And then, like we talked about a couple episodes ago, killing off your old self, write an obituary for that old version. Here lies the one who needed to be perfect. Burn it, bury it, and bless it. These versions of your old self, these ways that you can bring yourself into loving who you were instead of casting them out, is going to bring you closer to your future self. Everything that you have ever been, every version of you that ever has existed, is still inside you, and they're witnessing all of what you are. They are the choir behind your current voice, the ghost cheering every time you rise. You don't have to hate who you were to love who you are, and I really hope you don't hate who you were, because this is what you need to move forward into where you want to go. So write a thank you note to your past self. Look in the mirror and say, "I love you." Go through the three R's and end it with, "I couldn't be here without you. Thank you for showing me what I no longer want to be, but reminding me of what helped me get here." It's so simple. It's so powerful. And this is what is going to take you to where you want to be. I hope this microdose hit home. Let me know if it did. Leave a review, send me a message, follow me on Instagram, do all of the things, and let me know how this is landing for you, because it is so alive for me. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.